Now, Maggie Gallup of the Norfolk WI certainly doesn't have any enthusiasm for certain aspects of life. And it seems she's having great trouble with people who, as far as she's concerned, keep changing everything. Dorothy can tell us why Maggie subscribes to the maxim, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, so the saying goes. And I agree. There are many things that seem to get changed for change's sake. I recently bought a new car, only to find it doesn't have a handbrake. Yes, I know. I should have taken it for a test drive, but I wanted one the same as my old car, and this was the nearest they had. I expected it to be the same. Same make, same model, same size, etc. And said, yep, that looks okay. I'll have it. I've never been one to be fussy about design, colour and the like, but when I went to collect it, I found that the handbrake had been replaced by a button. My point being, the handbrake was perfectly functional. It did the job it was designed to do. And it was what myself and millions of others learned to drive with. So, why change it to a stupid button? As I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, this one really got my back up. I know it doesn't take much to do that. The new rule for cyclists. They are now required to ride in the centre of their lane of the road instead of near the edge, as in the past. Imagine cycling down a country lane, in the middle of your half, with an enormous articulated lorry on your back wheel. That, to me, seems far more dangerous than being at the side of the road where you can stop and let the lorry pass. These new rules of the road came into effect at the end of January, but with little publicity and only one in three people aware of them. I suspect there will be problems. There must be another way to make the public aware of new legislation other than relying on the news. Not everyone is able to tune in to the TV at a specific time every single day, yet new rules are made and we are expected to know about them. Problem. How can you know something if you don't know what there is something to know about? Surely it's the government's responsibility to inform us officially when altering the rules of the road. They could send an email, stroke letter to all road users. Yes, they know who we are, and not rely on everyone watching the news from start to finish on a daily basis. I can't believe that these altered laws are going to save lives, which should be the reason for the changes. Eventually, I think the powers that be will realise that they've tried to fix something that wasn't broken. And another thing, films. Why do directors, producers et al. Feel they need to remake a perfectly good film? I expect it's money. By making a new version with modern-day actors, they will attract a new audience. There, I've answered that one myself, but I think that the originals are often the best. Finally, something I really don't understand. When I got married, several years ago now, my wedding dress was a size 14. It now fits my granddaughter, and she is a size 6, which means that in 1969, I was a size 6, not a 14 as I thought. But I was a size 14 then, all my clothes were that size, and I didn't buy any other size until much later in my life. When did they change clothes sizes? And why? So once again, all together, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I feel better for that.
It sounds as if Maggie was very pleased to get that moan off her chest.